This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Third day of Yoma Panchak, Lakshmi Puja being observed today across the country. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba arrives home this morning after attending the COP26 meeting. And India cuts fuel taxes as prices hit record highs. Now, the news in detail. The third day of Yoma Panchak, Lakshmi Puja, is being observed across the country today. The festival is being celebrated by worshipping Lakshmi, the goddess of wealth and prosperity, with devotion. On this day, people clean their houses and surroundings and illuminate their houses and light up butter lamps to invite the goddess to their homes, in belief that the goddess Lakshmi detests the house, which is untidy and unlit. The night of Lakshmi Puja is also known as Sukharatri, meaning the night of happiness, as it is believed that the goddess Lakshmi comes to reside in the house on this special night. In the evening, troops of girls from the neighborhood sing Vailo amidst dancing and happiness. The Vailo troops visit house to house in the neighborhood performing the Vailo songs and dance. In return, the house owners, especially mothers, welcome them with various presents like paddy, rice grain, flower garlands, money, and a special delicacy, celeroti. It is believed that the house owner is bestowed with blessings from the goddess by presenting the donation to these Vailo troops. Likewise, 113th birth anniversary of Mahakavi Lakshmi Prasad Devkota is being celebrated today by organizing various programs at home and abroad. Lakshmi Prasad Devkota was born on November 12, 1909 in Delhi Bazar, Kathmandu, and died on September 14, 1959. He was an accomplished poet, playwright, scholar and novelist. He has been honored with the title of Mahakavi in Nepali literature, which means the great poet. He is also known as the poet with the golden heart. Some of his famous works include Muna Madan, Sulochana, Kunjini and Sakuntala. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba has arrived home today after attending the 26th Conference of Parties, COP26, to the United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change held in Glasgow of the United Kingdom from November 1st to 2nd. Speaking at a press conference held at the 3-1 International Airport this morning, Prime Minister Deoba said that the ruling alliance will last till its full time, adding that the ruling alliance will last till its full time and there is no need to have any doubts. At the press conference, Prime Minister Deoba informed that the important issues were discussed with the leaders of the various countries, including India, during the COP conference. The Prime Minister said there has been detailed talks with India, especially on air routes. Discussions have been held with the Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi regarding airspace for the operation of Gautam Buddha International Airport in Lumbini, Bhairava. During the meeting with the British Minister of Defence, Prime Minister Deoba said there was a great deal of goodwill towards Nepal and that the process of increasing the number of Gurkha forces was positive. Meanwhile, addressing the COP26 conference, Prime Minister Deoba said that he had raised the issue of mitigating the risk of climate change. He said that the issue of reducing carbon gas, saving oxygen and reducing carbon emission has been raised. Prime Minister Deoba informed that other countries have shown interest in drawing attention to the increasing impact of climate change on Nepal and the increase in the incidence of floods and landslides. During the meeting with the Deputy Chief Executive Officer of the U.S. Assistance Project, Millennium Challenge Corporation, MCC, Prime Minister Deoba said that Nepal was in favor of the MCC and discussed the need to complete the process as soon as possible. Home Minister Bal Krishna Khad, Defense Minister Dr. Mirendra Rizal, Foreign Minister Narayan Khadka, and Communication and Information Technology Minister Gyanendra Bahadur Karki, Chief Secretary Shankar Das Bairagi, Nepali Congress Vice President Bimalendra Nidhi, high-ranking government officials and security chiefs were also present at the airport to welcome the Prime Minister. Chairman of the CPN Unified Socialist, Madhav Kumar Nepal, has said that the five-party alliance will be even stronger in the upcoming election. Addressing a program organized by the CPN Unified Socialist Madhyapur Thimi Municipal Organization Committee at Balkumari in Madhyapur Thimi today, he said that no one can break the five-party alliance. stating that the federal parliamentary election will be held on the date fixed by the constitution. Chernepal added, no election will be held early. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the hilly areas and mainly fair in the rest of the country today. Light rain is likely to occur at one or two places of Province 1, with possibility of light snowfall at one or two places of the eastern and western high mountainous region. You're listening to Radio Nepal's News in English. Now on to some international update. India has cut the taxes paid by the consumers on petrol and diesel after the surging cost of crude oil pushed fuel prices to record highs. Government said the decision aims to ease price and further spoil the overall economic cycle. Global commodity prices have soared this year as economies around the world recover from the pandemic. India's excise duty on petrol has been reduced by 5 rupees per litre and 10 rupees on diesel. The tax cut is likely to help ease the pressure on manufacturers and farmers who have seen their overheads pushed up by rising fuel cost. UK government has said major coal users including Poland, Vietnam and Chile are committing to shift away from the fossil fuel in pledges made at the COP26 climate summit. Coal is the single biggest contributor to climate change. The UK said 190 nations and organizations had vowed to quit the coal. But some of the world's biggest coal-dependent countries, including Australia, India, China and the United States, did not sign up to the pledge. Signatories to the agreement have committed to ending all investment in new coal power generation domestically and internationally. They have also agreed to phase out coal power in the 2030s for major economies and the 2040s for poorer nations. U.S. President Joe Biden has rejected suggestions that his Democratic Party's shock loss in the Virginia's governor's race was a verdict on his presidency. Mr. Biden argued that the miring of his legislative agenda in the Capitol Hill logjam did not sway the outcome. He cited Trump voters, schools, jobs and petrol prices as other reasons for the surprise defeat. Rising inflation, a slow economic recovery, a historic immigration crisis at the southern U.S. border and a chaotic withdrawal from Afghanistan have also hit Mr. Biden's approval rating. According to opinion polls, Mr. Biden is one of the most unpopular presidents ever at this point during a first term. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Third day of Yama Panchak, Lakshmi Puja, being observed today across the country. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba arrives home this morning after attending the COP26 meeting. And India cuts fuel taxes as prices hit record highs. Well, that's the end of this news from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.